Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Escaping from prison. That is the topic of today's Every Day is Saturday special Sunday spiritual podcast brought to you by the founder of EveryDayIsSaturday.com. My name's Sam Crowley. We've said Saturday, we've said Sunday. We've got y'all confused if you're not a regular listener to the show. Let me explain. I founded the brand and the website EveryDayIsSaturday.com. Quit my job May 6, 2005, went bankrupt, had to go back to the job. You know the story. If you don't, just go to EveryDayIsSaturday.com. You read it. Read all about it. Told the boss to shove it. Want to live a life of extraordinary circumstances that I create. That's a song I just wrote. Actually didn't write anything. Got no notes. This is life unscripted, my friends. We're all over the place. But there is one common denominator, the common thread woven throughout everybody. The hundreds and thousands of people listen to this show all around the world in over 100 countries. You want to be free, baby. You want to be free. Well, today, it's a little bit different. As we talk about God, we talk about spirituality. Over the next 15 to 20 minutes, I share a little bit about my faith in God and how it's helped my entrepreneurial journey. Not trying to convert anybody. I'm not sitting here in a robe and sandals with a Bible. Matter of fact, got no notes in front of me at all, except each Sunday I attend my local church here, Branches Church, a non-denominational church here in the greater Cincinnati area. I chose Branches for a number of different reasons, and I want to talk to you about that today, as well as your own mental prison that you find yourself in. Because God did not create your prison. You created whatever mental, physical, credit card prison you find yourself in. But the good news, you've been saved. You've got the greatest life ever ahead of you. Let's go. Let's get moving. Let me talk about Branches Church. Let me talk about any church. Why do you join a church? Maybe you don't go to church. Maybe you're atheist, agnostic, these Christians, you don't trust these phony Christians. Let me tell you, I'm on your side. I still don't like the cliques. I'm not a member of any small group, not a member of this group, that group. I just can't get into cliques, man. If you know me, you know I just don't work well conforming or being judged. I don't think I've ever been judged by a larger group than I have Christians. Doesn't mean I stop attending church. Doesn't mean I stop believing in God. It just means I don't put myself in situations and circumstances where I'm going to be judged by people who say, "Thou shalt not be judged." Okay? But Shane Harden is the pastor of Branches Church. He planted this church a couple of years ago. He used to be the worship pastor at a much larger church that I started going to way back in the day, 2003, 2004, when I kind of went back to God, you know, kind of said, all right, I gotta have this relationship again. Because as I'm getting further up this corporate ladder, the view isn't getting any better. It just is. Matter of fact, I'm getting more stressed. I'm buying things I can't afford with money I don't have to impress people I don't even like. I want a relationship with God. That's what I just said. I said, I want a personal relationship with God. I don't want it to be phony. I don't want to raise my hand in the air. The people at church, a lot of the individuals, at least that I've seen, and I'm not judging, I'm just stating a fact, raising their hand, giving all the glory to God during worship, and then they raise their middle finger at you when you cut them off on the highway exiting church. You ever had that happen to you? Now, look, like I said, I'm on your side. But Shane went ahead and left his comfortable setting over at Montgomery Community Church. He went and planted a church here in the Loveland area, my hometown here in Cincinnati. And him along with Matt Ball, who was the director of worship arts over there as well. He did all the audio, the video. Matt's done a lot of video work actually for EveryDayIsSaturday.com. Funny story about Matt, back when I was first, 2007, my very first YouTube video, April 2007, you can go check it out on my YouTube channel. Matt, I slipped him $20, and he videotaped me. We did one take in the, I think maybe even $50, I don't know. Anyway, very cheap compared to what Matt does video for now. He's a dynamite editor, and he started his own video studio that he does on the side when he's not involved, obviously pastoring a church, co-pastoring a church, but entrepreneur. Matt's an entrepreneur, slipped him $50. He videotaped the intro video for EverydaySaturday.com, and I used him over and over and over again. I found out real quick that even Christians like to be entrepreneurs. It's okay to make money. It's all right. Oh, no, Sam, you know the Bible quote. Money's the root of all evil, right? Wrong. For the love of money is the root of all evil. See, money just exposes more of who you are. If you're a jerk, when you get money, you're going to become a rich jerk. If you are a very nice, kind-hearted, philanthropic individual who helps support charities and other causes, those less fortunate than you, when you come into a lot of money, wow, you're going to bless a ton of people. So it's okay to make money. You don't got to be broke. This whole thing about, oh, well, hey, you like money? No, I'm a Christian. What? Why'd that come into play? Where's the saying in the Bible, you got to be broke? How do hospitals get built? How does anything like get funded? Third world trips and all these great things that go on and people starting communities in third world countries and getting them healthy drinking water and getting them medications and immunizations. Where does all that come from? It's not free. Bill Gates doing a hell of a job all around the globe. It ain't free. It's a lot of money. Warren Buffett spending a lot of money. Oprah Winfrey building schools in Africa. A lot of money. So if you're a Christian and you're broke, the only person you're hurting besides yourself is everybody else out there who needs you to become prosperous. So what you doing about it? What are you going to do about it? You know, at church this morning, we started studying the book of Philippians. And don't ask me to quote my Bible, because I'm not going to. I'm not one of these person that's got my tattered Bible with the yellow highlighter marked all throughout. Again, seen too many people with, they know so much about the book and they know nothing about the author. Okay? So I'm not the person that's going to be sitting there with the tattered Bible. But I'll tell you what, when a pastor gets up and speaks to me about what's inside that Bible, I listen. I listen. Basic instructions before leaving earth, the Bible stands for, in my humble opinion. We're talking about the book of Philippians, and we're talking about the letters from Paul when he was in jail, when he was in prison. And Shane and Matt gave a great sermon today talking about what is our prison? What prison do we live in? Do we live in an emotional prison where we beat ourselves up for all of the past failures that we've had and all the person, look, you're flawed. We get it. I'm flawed. I guarantee my flaws outweigh yours 10 to 1. Oh, but Sam, you don't know what I used to. Hey, you don't know what I used to be like, okay? You don't know the battles and the struggles I go through every day just to keep the demons down and at bay so I don't act like a complete jerk and embarrass my family and everything else out there. Hey, can we just keep it real? I mean, I'm not going to be a poser on my own podcast. I'm going to tell you, man, life is a struggle every day. We have to work on ourselves to give ourselves permission to say, it's okay. Through the glory of God and the grace of God, we're able to get up every day. Why would we ever just sacrifice that day and do absolutely nothing with it? Maybe it's a physical prison that you're in, all right? Maybe you have not the use of an arm, a leg. Maybe you're in a wheelchair. I get that. Doesn't mean that you still can't bless millions of other people around the world. You ever take that? Matt gave a great analogy, Matt Ball, in church today. One of the pastors talking about the credit card beatings prison. You get that beating from Amex every month. You get that beating from Visa every month, that 20% interest that comes in the mail, reminder that you haven't paid your bills. I've been there. You've been there, right? But we don't need to stay there. You've got joy. You understand that? You've got joy. It may be deep down inside behind this prison that you have to let yourself out of. The good news is you've got the key to escape this prison anytime you want. Anytime you want to say, release me, you're gone. And you're off and running. But you got to make it happen. You got to do it. And you're not going to do it alone. You're going to do it with God's help as well. Lay all your problems at his feet and you keep moving. You've got credit card debt. It's going to get paid, or maybe it doesn't get paid. Maybe you do what I did and you file bankruptcy and you start with a clean slate. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying maybe you've already been there. All right. If you have a personal relationship with God, it's not all on you. It's just not all on you. And your joy is not determined by what happens to you, but what Christ is doing in you. Do you understand that? Your joy is not determined by what happens to you, but what Christ is doing in you and through you. God wants to do amazing things in your life if you just let him do it. If you just stop worrying for just a minute. I know it's tough. I know what it's like having the credit card bills. Like I talked about this week on the show, putting all your bills in a hat and just picking out who gets paid this month. I get that. And you know what? Sometimes that never goes away. Because when you become an entrepreneur, as we've been talking about this entrepreneurial mindset, we're taking just a bit of a pause today to talk about the spiritual message. But as we talked about the entrepreneurial mindset, as you grow as an entrepreneur, make no mistakes, as your business grows larger, your problems get larger. It only makes sense, right? For example, I use the example of being a landlord. When you own one rental property, what's the worst that can happen? Well, it's all contained within that one property, okay? There's only one gas leak you can have. There's only one electrical problem you can have. There's only one roof that needs to be replaced. There's only one sewer line that can rupture. Say you want to buy 100. Your problems are much larger. But the beauty is you've been given an amazing blessing to provide housing for now 100 times the amount of people that you were doing it before. Now you're playing small. If you don't do it out of fear, you're playing small. People try to talk me out of doing that. You don't want to. What do you want 40 units for? My God, don't you know? Let me tell you something. These people need homes. Most of which, in the real estate, in the landlord business, it's been my experience, like every other business, that 10% of your tenants cause you 90% of your problems. And I don't look down. After growing up on welfare on 9 Elm Street in Bradford, Pennsylvania, walking to the A&P on Mechanic Street with food stamps with my mom, who just worked an entire day as the plant nurse at Case Cutlery Knives, to go get groceries and walk back home many times in the winter, frigid cold, I don't look down on people. I used to. When I was a corporate jerk, I forgot where I came from most of the time. I didn't tithe. I didn't give money back to the church. I'm just keeping it real, man. I'm just keeping it real. But when I wanted a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and I wanted him to walk the journey with me, life got a hell of a lot easier for me. I'm just telling you that it did. Because when I went to sleep that night, I knew I didn't have to absorb all the problems. I knew God was working in me and through me to launch a brand like Every Day is Saturday before it ever even existed. You've got that inside of you. God wants to bring that out inside of you. But I'm wondering what you're doing to not allow yourself to leave the prison. Why do you keep beating yourself up every day? Why do you keep questioning all the answers? Why do you need all the lights to be green before you leave? What is it? Like, when did you pick up this trait? Was it from your parents? Was it from a bad deal that went wrong? Was it because of a relationship that went south? What is it? Like, why don't you feel secure enough to take that first step forward, knowing that with God as your co-pilot, you're going to do amazing things as long as you allow him to work with you, through you, and in you? This is the Spiritual Sunday Podcast with Sam Crowley, founder of EverydayIsSaturday.com. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love the show? Let me know about it. Hate the show? Let everybody know about it. Tell everybody you're listening to the Everyday Saturday Podcast here on iTunes, or you can plug in at EverydayIsSaturday.com just by clicking on the podcast button there on the website. I'm just fired up, man. It's about the journey. You understand that? We talked about this a few days ago on the entrepreneurial mindset. This all works together, man. Having faith. It's about the journey. It's not about the destination. What did I tell you just a couple days ago on the show? It's about the person that you become along the way. Maybe you right now are that corporate stiff that I referred to myself being 10 years ago. Maybe you need just a big bucket of cold water thrown in your face. Say, wake up! Wake up! You've got greatness inside of you, but for whatever reason, you're keeping it just tempered down. You're playing small. You're not allowing God to go to work inside of you and bring that person out, that unique, one-of-a-kind, one-in-a-billion individual that does not exist anywhere else in the world. You're keeping God away for whatever reason, not allowing having faith, not allowing yourself to have faith. Why do you think, even if you have a job right now, I don't know what your definition of success is. Don't know. It's such a subjective term. It's hard to figure out. For some people, success is 100 grand a year. For others, it's 30 grand a year. For others, it's $1 million a year. I don't know what that is. But I know one thing. You've got to be happy. Great quote Shane talked about in church. I actually tweeted this out earlier. If you're happy, then somebody please tell your face. Can you smile a little bit? Can you please just smile and understand that it's not about the destination? The destination and direction is going to change all the time, especially in the entrepreneurial world. Especially in the entrepreneurial world. But just keep moving. Have faith that you're going in the right direction. If it feels good and you've got joy, we talked about, oh man, I forget the algebraic equation, but here it is. If A equals B and B equals C, then A, what? If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. If Jesus is joy and Jesus is in me, then the joy is in me. That's what we're studying right now in Philippians. Do you believe that? If Jesus is joy, if A equals B, and Jesus is in me, and B equals C, then the joy is in me. A equals C. Will you allow that to happen? Will you stop worrying about something that will never happen and start having faith? The opposite of worrying is faith. Believe. Just believe, if only for one day tomorrow. Spend the entire day in faith, expecting a miracle to happen tomorrow. Would you wake up tomorrow morning and expect your miracle to happen and release yourself from your own mental prison? And just watch. Just see how that one day tomorrow is so much different than the day before. Would you do that? And then would you do one more thing? Would you hit me up at Sam Crowley at Twitter and let me know what happened? Would you do that? Because I believe in you. I believe you are a miracle. And I believe that the joy is in you. And I believe that your best days are ahead of you if you just walk in faith. God doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You may have fallen on hard times, but you don't represent hard times. You may have had failure, but you're not a failure. You may have been through the struggles. You may have had adversity. Heck, for all I know right now, you might even be broke. You might even be homeless. But I'm here to tell you right now, as sure as you're listening to my voice, please understand this much. I understand. And I'm just saying, not just saying that just to have it recorded. I'm saying it because I believe it. I've been broke. I've been down. But I've never been out. And once I walked that journey, understanding that I was not alone, that through Jesus Christ and God as well, that we walk together, the power. When two people stand together under God in agreement, it is done. I stand with you. You stand with me. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.